Start it. Zombie on the track. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, told you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here.
Welcome, everybody. This is the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. We started from the bottom, and now we're here for 1 year to be exactly, Poncho. This is show 41. It was a year ago this week that we did our first show.
Tools, 1 year ago, 41 shows ago, we invaded the airways, Tools, and thank you to our fans who week in and week out, much like an abused Pittsburgh wife, keep coming back for more, and we're dishing it out, baby, and we appreciate it.
One thing we appreciate, we got the first of something this week, the first listener support. This station, podcast is supported by listeners. That is, we are kind of original. I mean, other people have this model, but we are supported by listeners, and we got a $10 donation. Yeah. Who do we get it from, Poncho?
At B underscore Croce, C-R-O-C-E. Beautiful little name to him, and Tools. But if I could call out our other fans, you're dishing into the cookie jar and you're not putting nothing back, boys. So give us a little something. This guy's a great fan. We need that from the rest.
Don't worry. I contacted PayPal this week. I assumed that there was something wrong with our PayPal donation button. I mean, if you go to our website, thevoiceponcho.com, on the right, there's this little button for donations.
They've seen it. Tools, they've seen the button. Click it and give us a little something.
Okay, enough about us. Let's get into some talk here. Let's have a beer for our 1 year.
I'll break one straight open.
Oh. Boom! Okay, everybody. Charles Barkley was in the news this week. We had a little debate on what topic to start with, but Charles Barkley is just classic.
He's 50 years old, Tools.
Yeah, I guess you can tell it's a slow news week when Comcast is like, Charles Barkley turns 50, let's talk about it. But anyway.
We'll get to Comcast later. But Barkley, fan icon, true Philly guy, Tools. And I think anybody that appreciates the game of sport and the competitiveness that goes along with it appreciates Barkley. Hell of a player, hell of a guy.
And when we were youngins, when we were just coming up, I mean, this was the first star that in the NBA that I followed. I mean, a lot of people might say, the team, this is the team I'm going to give you right now. Barkley, Mahorn, Jaminski, Dawkins, and Hawkins. Do you remember that team?
Sure do. That sounds about the time when you found out chicks don't dig mathletes, brother, and then you changed your ways a little bit and started watching sports.
But thump and bump.
I love that team. I
thought they could go far. I thought they could win it all. Then they ran up into a guy named Michael Jordan, which unfortunately...
That said, Tools, I mean, it was pretty much Barkley and the rest. I mean, you had Mo Cheeks, who was very much at the end of his run.
I don't remember. I know, but I don't remember Mo Cheeks and Barkley.
You don't remember Mo Cheeks?
No, I'm saying I don't associate Mo Cheeks.
Okay,
with
but he
Barkley's
was there for
team.
A couple years towards the end. But then Dawkins came in, and Hawkins, he didn't have much, Tools. He didn't have much to work with, and he still almost willed this team. His 6'5", 260-pound frame almost willed this team to a title, but I'll take his team over that Iverson team from 2001, Tools. I like the Barkley team better.
No doubt. Really?
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And we all love Barkley, the round mound of rebound, and you garnered a nickname in middle school, the round mound beaten into the ground at recess is what they called you. You're a fool. You're a dope. But Barkley was actually brawny, legit, unlike you. And he had some skills. I think people forget about this guy's athletic ability, Tool. At 6'5", he could really jump out of the gym, and that's why he pulled all those boards.
Okay. You are a GM. You're starting a team. Would you want Barkley in his prime or Allen Iverson in his prime?
That's a good question, Tools. I think the issue here with Iverson, and always has been, is there's limitations there. I mean, the guy is 6 foot generously, sort of the way they call you 5'5". We all know what you really stand. Short, not stout. But then when you talk about Iverson, a 150, the guy had limitations. Barkley, people forget this, especially towards the outside end of his career, became a pretty decent shooter. He always had that inside power game, that rough and tumble stuff that I'm used to, and could pull the boards. I think he had a couple seasons, his best season, if I could put this on the record, 88-89, 28 points and 12.5 boards a game. You don't see that, especially not from a 6 foot fiver.
Yeah, he was amazing, amazing. Now, I want to play a little game with you here. And if you get this correct, if you get these questions correct, I will buy the next dozen wings at Wing Night.
Well, okay. We know you won't, but okay, go ahead. Lie to the listeners and
okay,
put it out.
Okay, we're going
to
play the college game with the starting five, and I'm going to have a bonus question if you miss this.
Boy.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm
here
ready.
We
I'm
go.
Ready.
I need you to name what college each of the starting five came from that famous Barkley team. Okay, Barkley, where'd he go?
Auburn.
Okay. Dawkins.
Johnny Dawkins.
Yes.
Duke.
Okay. Mike Jaminski.
I think he also was a Dukie.
You're correct. Mm-hmm. So far, you're 3 for 3.
Okay.
This is where it gets difficult. Hersey Hawkins. What college did he go to?
I want to say it was a small school, but boy, I don't really know, Tools. I'm going to go Texas Southern or?
No.
What?
No. Okay. I'll give you a hint. All right.
Boy.
The Sixers drafted a white center who was like horrible, who had the same name as this university.
A white center. What year are we talking about the white center? I'm thinking Christian Wolf, but that couldn't have been him.
No, it was like, I don't know. Okay, Sean Bradley.
Oh, he went to, I wouldn't have guessed that in a million years.
Bradley
Tools.
University.
Okay, nice.
Okay, Mahorn.
Rick Mahorn.
It's like a vacation rental place. No, it's like for rich New York people.
Son of a gun. Rich New York people, I'm going to say Mahorn went to Florida International.
Hampton University.
Oh, we all know about Hampton.
Now, you didn't win the wings.
No, I did not win the wings.
You can.
Okay.
Win another dozen wings if you answer this bonus question. The sixth man, Ron Anderson, he went to two colleges. If you give me one of the two, I'll buy you the dozen wings.
Mississippi State.
Incorrect.
Son of a gun. What is it? Two colleges.
He started at South Florida, then transferred to Kansas State.
Well, I was right on that, Tools. That's pretty obvious. But you know what? A geek like you, you're all about smashing and smushing stats together and doing all that research and stuff, Tools. I just watched the purity of the game, and I realized what I saw when I was looking at it. But I like your trivia, but I have this question for you.
Go ahead.
Just to make sure we're not a little biased because Barkley was a Philly guy. We all know about the spitting incident, spit on a little girl, that sort of thing.
You're getting ahead of us here, but go
ahead. Okay, but just tell me this, Tools. If Dwight Howard does that, present day, he's crucified. So why does Barkley get the pass? I just want to know why Barkley gets the pass on that and was able to redeem himself.
Okay. Well, we wanted to talk about classic Barkley moments, our most memorable Barkley moments. So the spitting incident. In March 1991... is when this took place. They were playing the Nets. Barkley had a heckling fan who was ripping him, supposedly saying racist things, this and that. Barkley went to spit on this gentleman, missed him, hit a child. I mean, how much worse can it be spitting on a child? But in the classic Charles Barkley manner, he befriended this girl and her family. They are friends to this day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He buys them tickets to this day. Barkley is the type of guy, he takes a negative situation, he says, I admit I was wrong, he embraces it, and he turns it into a positive. Do you have another example of this?
I agree. Tools? No, but let me say this about that. You see a lot of it present day when a guy flips out. That fight in Indiana where they went into the crowd and, you know, beat people up.
Detroit.
And you got the token, I'm sorry, looking back on it was the wrong move, and they drop it. Barkley, the guy, he says it, he means it. He commits 20 years to that apology, and these dopes you got today just put a soundbite out there and think it's fine. So,
or
good point.
And I have another classic Charles Barkley moment. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been, I think, 2 DUIs or 3 DUIs or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. One of his DUIs, this is how it went. the cop said, you know, you've been drinking too much. He's like, yeah, I've been drinking too much. I know. He goes, but what? So why are you out here driving? He goes, man, this girl promised to give me a blowjob if I went to her house. I mean,
yeah, that's straight.
I mean, Charles Barkley.
Yeah, and that's fine. I have no problem with drunk driving if a guy is going to get some head out of the deal, Tools. And I know you don't, someone that has never experienced anything like that in your life. But, yeah, he's made his mistakes, Tools. The difference, and you pointed it out, he redeemed himself with some genuine apology, some genuine action. I think he's a straight shooter. Role model? No, I don't think he is. But he's a straight shooter and a stand-up guy.
How about, do you have any other moments you remember?
I do, actually. 3 days ago, Charles Barkley on TNT. The guy can't talk basketball too consistently, for one, but when he goes over outside of his sport is when the real fun starts, Tools. This is a direct quote from Charles Barkley on the air, talking about Danica Patrick, the race car driver.
She's terrible and she races cars.
Well, she won the pole at the Daytona for this weekend. Barkley comes on and says, she made history, won the big race. Like, what an amazing feat this accomplishment was. Meanwhile, he didn't even run the race yet. This tool, Barkley, obviously has done very little research on the topic. So I question his announcing. That's what I'm saying, Tools. I question his announcing.
Have you ever sat atop the pole?
Well, I know a guy like you is used to thickness and meat coming up from the rear side. And Danica Patrick, that little chick who's overrated. She's not hot.
Yeah, she's
I do her underneath the car or something like that, but she's going to get a lot of that this weekend. You'll be watching.
Enough about racing.
Yeah, let's get off the topic.
How about the fight with Bill Laimbeer? Was that not awesome?
You got to love that when he tears into a piece of white trash like Laimbeer. Surely that guy was from Pittsburgh, right?
And here is the quote from Barkley about that fight. He says, I don't care if I get fined. I make $3 million. What's a couple thousand dollars? I mean, that's
the truth.
You don't get this. I mean, Barkley, imagine Barkley at Twitter. It would have been, God, it would have been
outrageous. Yeah, unbelievable. And I tell you what, straight shooter all the way through. Great player. God, if there was just one more star on that team, I honestly think they could have gave Jordan a run for the money. I really do. Because I really do. You know what, Tools? A guy like you that has no confidence in himself, understands he can't do anything. You told me yesterday you had a quarter piece of pizza for lunch. No wonder you have no capability. So just back off that. I'm telling you, he could have came at Jordan.
All right. So we went out to Wing Night last night. We were pumped up for the Flyers game.
Yeah.
I mean, they had that win against the Penguins. I mean, what a great game. Did you watch it?
Sure, did every minute, brother. Watching the Sixers.
No, I was watching the
Well, let's talk about that, and let's talk about how it might have turned around the season.
You think that game turned around the season?
It was a huge win, brother. It felt like playoff hockey to me. It really did, and I thought, I just think this Flyers team needs a push. They'll play up to teams, but obviously you saw them stink against Florida and do nothing.
You're not concerned about the Matt Reed incident?
That's fine. He's out for a few weeks, Tools. And, yeah, the injuries are going to take their toll. But this team has offense. My concern is with the defense. My concern also, Tools, was with the Penguins fans. I know you saw them in there. You saw a lot of Spuds McKenzie shirts and a lot of Skechers. So, you know, the Penguins fan, I just don't appreciate them. You know, I hate the trashy element to them. And I just wish they'd go away. We have issues with Pens fans, Tools.
Do you think they wear those Crocs as well?
Yeah, but they're big on Skechers. Crocs and Skechers.
Crocs and Skechers.
Yeah, they wear a lot of Skechers. Their breath stinks like relish. I wish I could go one-on-one with one. I just clobber them.
All right. I don't want to get your passion against Pittsburgh fans here riled up. So you feel
it's true, though.
You think the Flyers have turned around the season?
Tools, I said it could be a swing game for the year. Yeah, it could be. Don't put me on carbon copy here. I still think they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah,
if that's what you're at. I'm not going to go any further than that right now.
Easy with the bold statements here.
Well, Tolles, I'm not going to go any further than that yet. This team's defense is pretty much awful. So I'm going to say they get to the playoffs, but I'm not going to go any further than that.
So I think Brizgalov is playing fine so far. The defense in front of him hasn't been that sturdy. I mean, I think he's doing okay. And
yeah.
I don't think he's the reason that they are playing the way they're playing. But
no, I agree with you. I think the defense is just pretty shoddy, Tools. I mean, when your best defensive guy is Kimmo Timonen, he's like 40 years old, brother.
And he's like 5 foot.
Yeah. And I've heard his equipment is below average.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I've Stafford, and you relate. He's all of a sudden he's your favorite player now, obviously.
How about our guy, our special guy, Oscar Pistoriosis?
Oh, this son of a bitch! This chunk of steel just bailed out today. Tools. He's on the prowl. Look out if you see a guy rolling down the sidewalk. He's probably packing heat, looking to kill. I don't agree with anything that's going on in this case. South Africa's cops are as stupid as their country, and this guy's going to get off. OJ the second, I'm telling you right now.
Yep. When this trial happened, when things started, I said to you, he's going to be the next OJ.
Yeah.
The reason I think he's the next OJ is when all you start hearing about is what the prosecution did wrong, and you stop hearing about the fact that someone was murdered, and it's pretty obvious who murdered the person, you're in trouble. OJ, all it was about, how the prosecution did this wrong. There's a racist cop. There's this and that. Oh, there wasn't the fact that, you know, there was only, he had the only shoes, those shoes OJ had were like one in a million, and the footprints was there.
Right.
They just forget about this. It annoys the crap out of me.
Yeah, Tolles, as you know from your experience with those stalking allegations, cases are often won right off the bat. And I'm telling you right now, the defense is already formed. This guy already has a golden defense. Not to mention the fact that the lead investigator is being charged with attempted murder. And also, they forgot to pull a bullet out of this guy's toilet. So we've already got two major gaffes on the side of this investigative team. Not to mention he has a defense. He's going to say it was dark. I couldn't see my broad. Lord knows he wasn't sticking it to her because he has machinery for equipment. But the defense is in line, and the investigation was already botched. So this case is already won for Pistoriosis.
Well, here, this is just to all the reasonable people out there, which I would say most of our fans are very reasonable.
Okay, yeah.
Think of this concept. You have a hot-ass girlfriend. I mean, amazing.
Oh, I'm not picturing anything. I live that, Tools. Guy like you. Now.
Okay, so you are asleep, and you feel that you hear someone in your apartment. You think you have an intruder. So you just go down, get your gun. You do not check if your hot-ass girlfriend is next to you. So maybe that could be... No. So then you go to the closed bathroom. There's a closed bathroom, and you don't go, hey, hot-ass girlfriend, is that you inside? You don't check nothing. You just pull off four shots. How does this make sense? No matter what, the guy should be put in jail the rest of his life for being stupid.
Well, there's the chance, Tools, that this is the only petroleum jelly thief on the planet. Guy breaks into a house and locks himself in a bathroom. But, Tools, we all know common sense doesn't win a case. It's what you can prove and what you can lay down in a court of law. And I'm telling you right now, this guy is going to walk, not literally, obviously, because he uses steel to get around, but this guy's going to get off.
Here's another question for you. In the OJ trial, we had the white Bronco chase. Could you picture a Blade Runner chase where, like, one of his blades, like, okay, so he's running, one of his blades, like, falls off. It's, like, scraping across the ground. People are chasing him. Could be hell.
And you know what, Tools? We're not in the business of offending people. We're not in the business of crossing any lines here, Tools. But we call it like we see it. And we called this 8 months ago when he was winning medals to go with his medal legs in the Olympics when everybody was down saying, this is a wonderful story, beautiful person. We told you he's a cheater, and now he's a cheater and a murderer. Book him.
It's as simple as this to all the common, normal people out there who just think normally. The guy shot and killed his girlfriend, and if you can't figure that out, don't focus on what the prosecution's doing wrong. Focus on the fact this guy shot and killed his girlfriend, and he's an idiot.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I would have stuck it in her before she passed.
Speaking of shootings and killings, did you hear about poor Kenny Clutch?
Kenny Clutch?
Do you know who Kenny Clutch is?
Not sure, Tolles.
Well, two blocks from the place where Tupac Shakur was murdered in Las Vegas, rapper Kenny Clutch.
Wow.
Was in his Maserati, which here's another thing I don't get, okay? An up-and-coming rapper, which means he hasn't arrived yet, is in an effing Maserati. How is he in a Maserati?
I was just going to ask you. I never even heard of this dope, and how is he driving a $300,000 car?
And now I'm going to give you, I'm sure you won't believe this, but here is the description of the car that shot him.
Oh, God.
Range Rover with tinted windows and big black rims. Shot him up.
Well, I'm sure the tips are coming in on that. Wasn't that what McDougal was in when he got shot?
Was he?
I think he was, actually, yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, who cares about McDougal? I wish he would have got shot in the head.
I feel bad for the taxi driver that got killed. I mean, this is hard.
Oh, is that right?
They're going right down the strip, just bang, 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 bang. I mean, it's just terrible.
Was it after one of his concerts, or?
No, from my understanding, there's a verbal altercation in a parking garage, which then they went down the strip, and Kenny Clutch got shot and died.
Tools, that reminds me, if I could go off topic, of a little verbal altercation you and I had a few weeks ago, and I knocked the chocolate out of you! That was solved, just like that!
I don't know what you're talking about. But another crime that was actually awesome, that everybody should research this. How about those diamond thieves? Did you see that?
50 over million or something?
Over in Brussels, they got 50 million of uncut diamonds. I know you don't know what that means, but basically it's untraceable. It's clean money.
Wow.
It took them 3 minutes. They went up to the armored car, which was connecting with a plane. They got away. The people in the plane didn't even know the theft happened.
Wow.
I mean, inside job, whatever. What I don't get is they said there's over 2,000 security cameras around where it took place on this airport and stuff.
Right.
Why haven't we seen any footage of this? I want to see these guys.
Yeah, me too. I want to become friends with them.
An Audi A8 and a Mercedes wagon. They cruised in there. They had police sirens on top of their car.
First of all, where is Brussels?
Isn't that in Netherlands or something? Netherlands?
No, not where were you last night down at the homo bar. I want to know where Brussels is. I think it's Belgium, Tools.
Belgium, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Second question is this. How do you get onto a plane and out without anybody noticing?
Well, they cut through these fences, like, I guess, barbed wire fences, or not barbed, I don't know, chain link fences, right?
Right.
They bust through there. They knew, obviously, they had inside knowledge. They knew when the handoff was going to go from the Brinks truck into the plane, and they had, you know, these assault rifles and masks.
So they were strong armed.
Okay. 3 minutes. Gone. They found the one car burnt out, obviously. Those diamonds have already been sold.
They're never coming back.
That's all gone.
Nah, no way. Wow, unbelievable.
Speaking of never coming back, should we talk about the Sixers or should we just...
Oh, I thought we were going to your first girlfriend. Okay, yeah, let's get to the Sixers. My major point is this, Tools. They stink, we know that.
Yeah.
But I'll admit it. I was watching a little bit of the game the night they played the Flyers.
Okay.
On intermissions, I was watching.
Okay, you can admit to that.
What the hell happened to LaVoy Allen? Remember last year in the playoffs when he actually showed some brawn, some beef, and played a little bit? What happened to him?
I don't know. You blame it on Collins or do you blame it on him?
I blame it on him. I think if he was playing, he'd be in there. Lord knows, the guy all of a sudden is sitting behind Kwame Brown. And we know you'd like that in a sexual way, but how does a guy that is expected to be an up-and-comer sit behind this Kwame Brown? What happened to him, Tools?
I'm done with Evan Turner as well.
He sucks.
People that are like mentally weird and shit, that doesn't bother me if you play well. You can be weird as you want, but if you don't play well, and he's not playing well.
No, he's not.
He is what he is. He's barely a starter on any other team.
Tools, if there was any other talent on this team other than Drew Holiday, first of all, Turner would not even be playing, let alone be averaging 13 a game. So that just shows you how bad this team is when your second option is Evan Turner, a head case, a baby's brain in a man's body, pretty much is what he is.
But Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's fine, Tools. Yeah. I was just going to mention if you heard – what do you think of Malik Rose as an announcer?
I liked him at first, but now it's kind of he kind of sounds stupid.
Tolles, this is a direct quote from the game. I think it was against Minnesota. No, whoever he played the other night, doesn't matter. When Kwame comes in, and he was matched up against this big boy for the Timberwolves, Malik Rose, it's going to be kind of fun watching those two guys bang.
Oh, my.
I just found it. I don't think that's appropriate. I have
Why
a problem with this
get
Rose
these
guy.
Clips? Don't quote him. You should be giving me this audio.
Yeah, I should, but I'm telling you right now, Tools, Malik Rose is hurting, brother. They got to do something about that.
You can do whatever you want.
Got to do something about it.
You know what? You wouldn't be talking about any of this if the team was pretty good.
You're right.
If
you're right.
The team right. you felt was pretty good. I'm not even saying title. They don't have to be in title contention. Just a pretty good
yeah.
team. All this crap goes away.
Yeah.
You need to win. That's all that matters. Winning. Penn State. Right. The only thing that matters in Penn State now is if they start winning. And this whole
yeah.
paternal crap goes away.
Yeah.
Win.
Yeah, I agree. Now, that's a great point. The Penn State analogy is a great point there, Tools. But so, Thad Young, Drew Holiday, is there any other dope on this team you're bringing back? No.
Ugh.
I don't think there is.
Yeah, but you got to have a team.
Yeah, I know, but these guys are worth nothing. And your personal favorite, I know, is Spencer Fools. He's a stiff. He drove to the rack with a chance to tie the game up, and his shot went off the backboard. That's it.
Yeah, he is what he is. They are what they thought they were. And they're not that good,
yeah.
unfortunately.
They suck. They're terrible Tools.
Phillies. Do you agree with Cole Hamels being the starting pitcher?
I do.
I should say, excuse me,
opening day
starter.
We got you, Tools. We all know. You've been drinking all day. The memory's lagging. Yeah, I think, I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't put it past Hamels to go out there and win 20 games this year. I just think he's due for a big, big season. Holiday's going to be back in good form, I think. But I think Hamels is going to shine this year. I think he's the best pitcher on the staff.
Well, the best thing about this is Holiday was quoted as saying, I totally support Cole. It's his time. He got the money. He's going to be a leader. And, you know,
yeah.
it's one thing about the Phillies that I do like is it seems like they have level-headed players
yeah,
that keep it real
yep.
and say the right stuff, which is something that I'm glad they have, and
I agree.
I'm hoping for good things. I don't know.
It's gonna
but
be a battle.
I'm getting excited.
Yeah, I am too. Tools. First game of the spring.
Did you see
today, so.
Dominic Brown's new tattoo?
No, I did not.
Do you know what it says?
No, I don't.
It's a UPS sign. Why do you think it's that?
I was gonna say something completely inappropriate.
No, I think it's you can always count on Brown. Or Brown always delivers. Something to that.
Well, we're talking about the team's fourth or fifth outfielder, right?
Fourth or fifth.
I hope it's a small tattoo, brother.
Just stay healthy, Dominic Brown. And when there's a pop-up, just run to the spot and catch it. Don't circle
yeah.
around like a vulture,
yeah.
then dive.
Well, and also we talk about genitalia and touching genitalia. High cheese, David Murphy. I'll tell you one thing right now. This boy, this Comcast Sportsnet reporter, loves him some Jimmy Rollins Tools, and it's
Dude,
making
yeah.
me sick.
It gets old. It's like, if you know anything about reporting and being talk show hosts like we are,
well, obviously
you can't let your emotions get in the line. Like,
no.
Let me ask you something. Let's say you were doing a softball game. You know, would you ask maybe an Eagles wide receiver, DeSean Jackson, for an autograph?
Of course not, Tools. That's Bush League.
What type of person would hand DeSean Jackson a Westbrook jersey and ask him to autograph
yeah,
it?
Did
if you're in the media.
Yeah, and Lord, if he actually signed
if
it, that'd be a miracle.
If a person actually did this.
Agreed, Tools.
What would you tell them?
Coming from Chris Wheeler's second coming, you know all about home team biased. And also, I don't even know his first name, Gonzo or Gonzalez or whatever from DNL. Same deal. These two guys, they think they're like these studs. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but they're little dweebs, and they wear like these nice suits and half buttoned open. And I'll tell you right now, what I would do. I'd have matching cold sores and garlic for breakfast, and I'd still pull more tail in these dopes.
Okay. We don't want you to get too emotional. This is our one-year show, everybody. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, go donate.
These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy. I'm just popping bang. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Short hair like me alone. Loose one, she don't need alone. She start twerking when she hear a song. Strip up all her income. We get trippin' and then some. So nasty when she rollin'. She put that ass off in my hands. I remote control it. She give me down when the roof gone. At the KOD, she leave with me. She got friends, bring three. I got drugs, I got drink. Bend it over, Juicy J gon' poke it like wet paint. You say no to ratchet pussy. Juicy J can't. Racks everywhere, they showin' racks, I'm throwing racks.
in a VIP, rubber on, I'm stretching that. Rich niggas tipping, broke niggas looking.